It's time to go again to the A Moment of Science mailbag. A listener writes, "Dear A Moment of Science, I remember a few years back hearing a lot about how grit is one of the most important factors determining success in school and in life generally. Is grit still a thing?" Signed, True Grit.
Great question, True Grit. A few years ago, grit became a much ballyhooed concept when a study found that West Point students most likely to finish basic training were those with above average levels of grit, meaning perseverance and commitment to long-term goals.
But a review of that study and of other grit-related studies found that the value of grit as a predictor of success has been overstated. For example, the West Point studies claim that cadets with more grit were 99% more likely to complete training. Turns out to have been based on an error in the data. The actual increase in likelihood of success is really closer to 3%.
This matters because many schools and educators have been swayed by that original study to the point that they're making grit development a part of the basic curriculum, which may very well turn out to be a waste of time and resources.
The point is that grit may not be much different than conscientiousness, a trait that researchers have long identified as one element to being successful in life. Plus, other research has shown that things such as study habits, test anxiety, and class attendance are more predictive of doing well in school than grit.
So that's pretty much it for grit.
Nice.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.